Change is good. Change is inevitable. Change is not easy. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about what to do when change is choosing you. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. So in today's episode, I'm going to jump right on in. I want to talk to you about what to do when change is choosing you. You know, whether you are driving change or change is choosing you, sometimes our reaction to it is usually we're kicking and screaming because, you know, change is not always easy. Change doesn't always feel good, especially when change is choosing you. And by that, I mean, this is a type of change that is happening that is one that you didn't choose to happen. It just kind of like took a form of its own. It kind of invaded your life without your permission, without you choosing this particular change. And when that type of a change happens, it's usually unexpected. And when there is like an unexpected change, although most of us love surprises, most of us do not like the surprise of a change that is one that we did not agree to, one that we did not request. And as a result, we usually experience those and react to those with kicking and screaming. One of the laws of life is that everything is impermanent, which means nothing stays the same. That is a law of the universe. And most folks will say, well, I want transformation, you know, come to this program, come to this event, and you will be transformed. But I have found that one of the primary ways that transformation happens is through change. And so if you want to be transformed, get ready to experience some change. And transformation, whether we want to admit it or not, we will have to cross territory that is unfamiliar. And that is one of the things that's troubling to most of us when change is choosing us, is that we are entering into territory that's unfamiliar. We didn't choose it, we didn't request it, we didn't plan for it. And as a result, it doesn't feel so good. But if we didn't cross that unfamiliar territory, then transformation wouldn't be transformational, right? And therefore, we have to learn how to embrace change, whether we choose it ourselves or whether change is choosing us without us requesting it or desiring it. And if you've ever gone through any type of change, you must admit and agree that change is not always easy, especially when change is choosing you. And so for that reason, here are three tips that I want to offer you on how to swim and not sink or drown when change is choosing you. So what changes are you going through right now that are causing you to feel trouble, stressed, frustrated, feel like giving up, throwing in the towel, that's causing you to feel exhausted, that causes you to feel abandoned, that's causing you to feel like things are not going to get better? What are those changes? And then of those changes that you listed out, which ones are the changes that are choosing you? And then label the ones that are changes that you plan for. They're changes that you desire, that you are intentional about making happen. And differentiate those two. And then we're going to talk about tips on what to do as it relates to those changes that are choosing you. You know, you didn't seek it out. These are changes that just kind of like sometimes are like bad news changes. Maybe you got a bad news report. Something just unexpectedly happened in your life and your family. And it's just causing havoc in your life right now. And it's those type of changes that sometimes if we don't know how to properly manage those, we can get stuck and we could become paralyzed and not moving forward in life, and then exhausting a lot of energy, losing ground that we have, the progress that we've made, we begin to backtrack because we just feel like nothing is working out for us. You know, I feel like I'm going, you know, every time I go forward, it seems like I go 5 steps backwards because these changes are happening. So I just want to offer these 3 tips to help you calm down and just to realize that all things are working for your good. We just got to get a strategy together and get our mind right on how we're going to come on through this. Because after all, in the end, we're going to be transformed. And that's what it's all about. Number one is control what you can control and let go of what you can't. Now, I'm sure we've all heard that pretty much, but sometimes we forget it when we are experiencing an unexpected change. And so instead of embracing change, most people are resisting it. Most people are trying to give change back. Be like, I don't want this. I'm sorry to inform you that I'm going to have to reject this. You know, we don't want to sign for this. But, you know, we've got to learn that life is going to happen. And we have got to just control what we can. And I think where we mess up a lot of times, we try to control the things that we can't control. And we won't let go of the things that we can't control. And sometimes you have to let it go, because I'm here to tell you, if you're going to swim in this body of change, you have got to learn how to let go of some things, because when you don't let go, it's like swimming against the current. And when you visualize that, that is some serious work to be swimming in the opposite direction of the waves. You will exhaust yourself and you may sink and you may even drown if you don't begin to just let go. And sometimes letting go is just letting go of the need to control and get in the flow of change. Get into the flow of life. When change is choosing you, you know, it's gonna shock you, no doubt about it. You will be shocked. You will be disappointed. And it's when you will feel a host of uncomfortable emotions, including overwhelm, fear, grief, anger. Oh yeah, you're gonna be mad. You're gonna be confused. Like, why in the world is this happening to me? And why is it happening now? This is the worst time this particular change could happen. But you've got to take a moment to catch your breath and use, you know, a strategy. Get a strategy, and then you're gonna execute the strategy so that you can direct your energy towards all the things that you can control. Now, when you're working on your list of changes that you requested, that you're intentional about changing, and you're listing out those changes that are choosing you, next I want you to list out what can you control about the situation? List out the things that you can't control. List out the things that you need to let go of and the things that you need to hold on to. And then you're going to begin to just let go of what you can't control. Just let it go. You know, worrying about things outside of your control is not only futile, but it will tire your resilience muscles. And most of us, I would say, are typically resilient. However, if you're holding on to a load that's heavier than you should be carrying, believe me, your resilience muscles are going to get tired. And the next thing you know, you're going to be sinking if you don't learn how to let go. So we want to swim forward. We don't want to go backward. We don't want the change that's choosing us to cause us to go backward. We want to move forward. We want to swim forward. And sometimes that number one tip, the first tip, is learning to let go of what you can't control. It's okay to not be able to control everything. Some things God needs to control. Some things we need to give to God so that He can work it out. Because life, dealing with life, is a handful by itself. And, you know, we don't have to bear it alone. The things that we need to give over to God or to a higher power, do so. and do care of the things that you have the capacity and the wherewithal to manage. Number two, even if change is against your choice, you can still choose acceptance. Let me say that again. Even if change is against your choice, you can still choose acceptance. And I know, oh my Lord, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is to accept what has happened, especially if it's something that's unexpected, that's so horrible that it's about to knock the breath out of your body, that is causing you to want to faint, that is causing you to want to snap. Sometimes you've got to just accept it, embrace it, and just breathe. I know Iyanla always says, you know, when something horrible has happened, she'll say, breathe. You've got to get yourself, because sometimes stuff can hit us so hard, we don't even realize that we've stopped breathing. Perhaps whatever change that you're going through at this moment is the furthest thing from what you would choose for your life right now. You know, none of us are choosing some horrible pain and some suffering and some setback and whatever it is, financial calamity, job loss, a terrible medical diagnosis. None of us would choose that. Sometimes life, you know, is just choosing some changes for us. You know, sometimes life is simply unpleasant. It can be obnoxious and unkind. And in times like these, the most effective approach for our well-being may seem at best illogical and at worst impossible. You're trying to figure out, how in the world am I going to come out of this? I do not see a way. I don't know how this particular change could be working for my good, because all I see is the harm, the disruption that it's creating. But sometimes you've got to set yourself free by surrendering with the spirit of acceptance, knowing that you are not dealing with it alone, realizing that whatever the change is, if you just let it go, choose acceptance and go with the flow of the current, the current is what's going to move you toward transformation to a higher level of existence. But it's painful at first. But if you can just hang in there and understand and realize what is happening is transformation is on the horizon. Transformation is in progress. And so accept what is happening and know that this is a part of life. Now, when we experience change, you know, when change is choosing you, we usually have very few options, you know, and as a result, we feel stuck because you're like, man, I don't have any options. I don't have anybody I could go to as a resource to help me out with this. And so typically the first option that most people will demonstrate is they'll resist it. They'll try to resist the change. They'll fight it with all their might. Some people even throw tantrums. Are you a type of person that will throw a tantrum? I mean, are you a wall puncher? Are you moving furniture around in the room? Do you start using, you know, foul language? Do you get out of character? You know, how do you handle? What are your options for dealing with change that is choosing you? Do you retreat and go into seclusion? Do you refuse to budge? Do you get stubborn and, you know, instead of embracing? These are all examples of the opposite of acceptance. Or do you turn around the situation and just refuse to see any other point of view? Or are you the type of person you just accept it? Most people are not just accepting it. Most people try to give, they'll enter the match and try to do a boxing round with when change is choosing them. And they'll get in that ring and try to box, so to speak, resisting tantrums and whatever, just trying to fight it out. When you don't have to do any of that, all you must do is consider, perhaps maybe I just need to accept this. Now, in reality, a lot of times people do a mix of both of these. Some people will fight and resist, then they accept. You know, you feel yourself like in this tug of war situation where you're trying to be positive, but then you find yourself going back being negative. And that's okay. Just continue to practice accepting what is going on. Now, accepting doesn't mean that you approve of what is happening. It doesn't mean that you like what is happening, and it doesn't mean you want the change. It just simply means that you are making a conscious choice not to fight the process or the situation. Sometimes you just got to accept and let go, you know, instead of struggling with fighting and throwing tantrums. You choose the practice of staying open to the possibilities with curiosity, because you really don't know what God is doing. You don't know where He's leading you. You don't know really the blessing, the magnitude of the blessing that's ahead. And so therefore, acceptance helps us to stay open. It helps us to have a willingness to be receptive to whatever it is that God is doing and whatever He's trying to work out in our favor. Because resistance, it requires a whole lot of effort. And I'm here to tell you, if you are resisting what God has assigned and allowed, you're going to wear yourself out and you may even run yourself crazy. So acceptance requires effort as well, you know, because you're fighting against those emotions to resist and to throw tantrums. But the difference in resistance and acceptance is that one approach moves you forward and one approach moves you backwards. And so if you always seem to move backwards when you are experiencing change, then that's an indication that you are not growing in this area. And it's an indication that you're going to continue to not be where you want to be. You're not going to be transformed because you keep struggling and failing the test of accepting when change is choosing you. And so today I want you to use your effort to accept, to embrace the change, because it's moving you forward. You know, you've come this far. There is no need in turning back. You have the wherewithal to overcome whatever change is choosing you. But you've got to learn, number one, to control what you can control and let go of what you can't. Number two, you've got to choose acceptance, let it go and have peace. I'm talking about let it go and accept it to the point where you literally have peace that comes all over you, that causes you to calm down. You begin to loosen your jaw. You begin to drop your shoulders. I mean, you truly have peace. And then number three is take it day by day. Take it day by day. Once you accept that change is happening or has happened, then things can begin to move faster. Things can begin to move forward. Things can begin to move forward toward manifesting that transformation. Otherwise, doing the opposite is just causing you to be stuck, delayed, stalled, and just not moving forward. Perhaps even just standing still or drifting backwards. Acceptance has a way of, it's like giving God permission to have His way, to work His work, and to do His will. And once it's like we give Him that permission, then things begin to move forward quickly. And we begin to evolve. You know, we learn how to, you know, manage that pain that we feel and that discomfort that we feel. When we take it day by day, it's a sign that, you know, every day we are developing personally, we're growing personally. And so whatever form that you decide to take, whether you want to avoid it or whether you want to continue to struggle, you remember that there is an outcome. When you decide you're going to avoid or struggle the situation, you're going to delay the process. You're going to interrupt the process. And then you're going to miss those powerful lessons that are waiting for you. Do you realize that there are some powerful lessons along this journey of letting go of the control, embracing the acceptance and taking it day by day? There's some things that you need to learn. There are some things that you need to evolve into. There are some things that you need to mature into. And then take it slowly. You know, you don't have to rush through this. Give yourself time to adjust. Sometimes we, you know, I know we're in the microwave generation and we want things quickly. We want this change to be over fast so that we can get back to our routine. But sometimes change comes to disrupt our routine so that there can be a mighty transformation in our life. So give yourself permission. You know, sometimes taking it slowly means you may have to take side steps. You may have to take some backward steps every now and then, you know, but don't rush through it because you're going to miss those powerful lessons. And those lessons are what's going to help you in your future. And it's going to empower you to be able to empower others. And most importantly, stop to reflect at what it is you are learning along the way. Because I'm here to tell you, when you are going through that process of change, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to learn whether you're weak, whether you're a quitter, whether you have a negative inner roommate, whether you truly are a spirit of positivity and optimism. You're going to learn whether or not you have unwavering faith. You're going to learn how resourceful you can be. Those are all the lessons that you can learn from that. And then you're going to learn also ultimately that all things do work out. No matter what kind of change it is, in the end, you're going to be able to see the good and why it was absolutely necessary for change to choose you. All right. So whatever change it is that you're going through at this moment, I want you to remember to let go of what you can't control, choose acceptance, and take it day by day. This is Keela Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.